Empower women in STEM. The world is grappling with major challenges like climate change and food security, and we need more women in STEM to tackle these issues head-on. But here's the thing. Women still face big hurdles getting into and succeeding in STEM fields, unlike their male peers. Take Cambridge University, where only 20% of undergraduate physicists are women. While more women hold powerful positions in science today compared to previous decades, there is still a significant gender gap. Diversity in STEM is crucial, and it's not just about being fair or more L. Research from the Royal Society shows that having a broader range of perspectives in the scientific workforce brings important benefits. It can lead to lower costs and better products externally, and internally, it can boost creativity, problem solving, and innovation within the field. Break the mold. Scientists as team players. Women often shy away from STEM careers because they don't see role models who look like them. The image of a solitary male genius dominates our view of scientists. But today's science requires collaboration, a strength often associated with women. Scientists need to communicate effectively across different fields like data science, physics, and engineering. They must explain their work clearly to get funding and support without using complex jargon. Taxpayers want to know where their money goes. To challenge the stereotype of scientists being mostly men, the UK Science Council made a list of various types of scientists, including technicians, teachers, entrepreneurs, and communicators. This shows that scientific progress relies on people from diverse backgrounds and skills working together. Teams that mix different fields are better at solving complex global issues. Studies suggest that women are more likely than men to engage in this kind of interdisciplinary research. However, it's hard for funders to evaluate this work fairly. More support is needed to encourage both women and men to collaborate across different areas of science. Women in science. The Matilda Effect, coined by historian Margaret Rossiter in homage to women's rights advocate Matilda Jocelyn Gage, refers to the historical tendency of women's scientific accomplishments being overlooked or attributed to male colleagues. A 2014 survey across Europe revealed that a quarter of respondents couldn't name a single woman scientist, past or present. In her 1870 essay, Woman as an Inventor, Gage highlighted how married women, lacking legal property rights, had to patent their inventions under men's names to gain recognition, illustrating the barriers women faced in receiving acknowledgement for their scientific contributions. In the realm of science, Marie Curie is celebrated for her groundbreaking discoveries on radioactivity, which she named, particularly in relation to polonium and radium. She also innovated by creating mobile X-ray units during World War I and developed a method using radon for medical purposes. Despite her significant contributions, her husband had to advocate for her to receive the Nobel Prize in Physics, which many perceived as primarily his achievement. Similarly influential, Ada Lovelace, a mathematician in the early 19th century, made substantial contributions while translating Charles Babbage's work, expanding upon his ideas to lay the foundation for what we now recognize as algorithms, with Babbage's endorsement of her efforts in this emerging field. Girls' doubts about intelligence. At a young age, girls begin to question their own smarts. Back in 2015, there were way more guys than girls in subjects like physics and engineering. Women were also scarce in fields like economics and philosophy, where people think you need to be super brilliant. Studies show that girls start doubting their brilliance early on. Even at age 5, boys and girls think anyone can be super smart, no matter their gender. But by the time they're 6, girls are less likely to see girls as really smart. It seems like they're picking up on the idea that they're not as brilliant as boys, and it's coming from teachers, family, and what they see in the media. This idea of intelligence being linked to gender also comes with some negative views about being girly. A study in the UK found that people thought girly girls might not be interested in science and could be easily influenced by others. Basically, society's not so great opinions about being feminine, along with the idea that science isn't for girls, make it hard for girls to feel like they belong in STEM, even if they're totally capable. Prepare girls for STEM careers. Research from LEGO reveals that parents often steer boys towards STEM activities like building with blocks while directing girls toward dress-up games. Toys such as LEGO aren't just fun. They also teach crucial skills like understanding shapes and space, which are valuable in STEM fields. The idea that boys are naturally better at spatial tasks might simply be due to the principle of practice makes perfect. Because of how toys are marketed, boys tend to get more chances to develop these skills compared to girls. Challenge neurosexism in science. The misconception that the male brain is inherently more adept at scientific thinking than the female brain persists despite criticism from psychologists like Simon Baron-Cohen and Gina Rippon. Baron-Cohen's concept of the extreme male brain in relation to autism, previously perceived as more prevalent in males, suggests a predisposition towards systematic and rule-based thinking among those on the autism spectrum. However, this theory has been misused to imply male superiority in science. Rippon, author of The Gendered Brain, challenges these notions as neurosexism, highlighting the inaccuracies and harm of such gender-based brain stereotypes, advocating for a more nuanced understanding of cognitive differences beyond gender. The concept of inherent disparities between male and female brains overlooks a crucial aspect of brain development, neuroplasticity. Our brains continually form new connections and discard old ones throughout life. When MRI scans reveal slight variations between male and female brains, these distinctions may arise from life experiences rather than innate characteristics. For example, the belief that men are inherently bigger risk takers and thus excel in scientific endeavors overlooks societal influences. Men might engage in more risk-taking behavior due to factors like job security and higher salaries, which provide a safety net. Moreover, societal norms often encourage risk-taking in boys while discouraging it in girls. This adaptability challenges the notion of fixed, innate differences and highlights the profound impact of environment and experiences on brain function. Why women leave STEM careers. Despite earning half of the top science and engineering degrees, women hold only 34% of STEM jobs in the U.S. In the U.K., just over 10% of engineers are women. Many women drop out of STEM careers after graduate school or postdoc positions, where they're often seen as dependent researchers. They struggle to advance to roles as independent researchers. To change this, women need mentors, like PhD supervisors, to guide and encourage them along their career paths. Women studying STEM often face hurdles in securing STEM jobs. Here's why. 1. Family responsibilities. Women often carry the bulk of caregiving duties in their families. To help them, companies should focus on their output rather than just hours spent in the office. They can also plan meetings during school hours. Systemic bias. Women encounter biases such as lower pay, limited access to research facilities, and fewer opportunities for collaboration outside their organization. 2. Reference letters. Reference letters for women tend to emphasize traits like being hardworking or likable, rather than highlighting their exceptional skills and achievements. 3. Gendered metrics. Evaluation criteria sometimes favor men, such as counting citations without considering that men often cite each other more frequently. 4. Exclusion from networking. Informal networking often excludes women, who may feel uncomfortable asking male colleagues to join for drinks after work. 5. Belittling and harassment. Women may face various forms of harassment, including physical, verbal, and gender-based put-downs aimed at undermining their abilities. Cultivate gender equality in STEM. To bridge the gender gap in STEM, we need to shake things up in our workplaces. It's not just about unconscious bias training anymore. We've got to tackle the root issues head-on. That means changing the way we do things around here. In too many places, there's this idea that one big shot leader gets to call all the shots, but that's not cutting it anymore. It often leads to discrimination and harassment against women. We need a shift in culture. Instead of just talking the talk, let's walk the walk. We need to implement stricter policies to deal with workplace bullies and harassers. That means no more turning a blind eye or slapping them on the wrist. It's about time we hit them where it hurts, their funding. By making these changes, we're not just creating a fairer workplace, we're also paving the way for more women to thrive in STEM. It's time to level the playing field and make sure everyone gets a fair shot. Close the gender gap in your workplace. Let's fix the gender gap at work. Here's how. 1. Boost women's voices. Make sure everyone hears the ideas of women loud and clear. If a woman comes up with an idea, give credit where it's due, especially if someone else tries to steal it. 2. Be a supportive ally. Stand up for women. Use your influence to help them out. That means speaking up when you see unfair treatment, pointing out job opportunities to female coworkers, and recommending them for awards. You can also mentor or sponsor them to help them succeed. 3. Set clear rules. Lay down some ground rules for everyone to follow. These rules should cover how we behave and treat each other. They'll help get rid of unfair treatment and make sure complaints are handled properly. It's time to stop just talking about fairness in science and actually do something about it. Let's give talented women the same chances to make big scientific discoveries. Key points. 1. Start helping girls with science and math from when they're small and make sure they know they can do anything. 2. Tell everyone that anyone can be good at science and math, no matter if they're a boy or a girl. 3. Make sure girls and boys get treated the same at work so everyone feels happy and welcome. 4. Say, well done to girls who do good science, so they want to do more. 5. Help girls who want to be scientists by showing them what to do and giving them advice. 6. Make new rules at work so that everyone behaves nicely and no one gets treated badly. 7. Work together with lots of different people to solve big problems like climate change and food shortages.